Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Tom from Healthy Referral, substituting for Marcia today. Healthy Referral, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio. Healthy Referral is a newspaper started way back in 89 to promote natural health, positive news, fitness, nutrition, integrative medicine, many different health freedom, superfoods, financial health, books, culture, anything to do with improving one's well-being. So over that time, we've published a Healthy Referral newspaper, done expos, and substituting for Marcia today on our Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, which also we interview guests each week on all different aspects of health and wellness, personal development, and spiritual development as well. Today's guest is a wonderful lady named Dina. I'll just let her pronounce the last name. She's been in the personal spiritual development arena for many, many years, and with a special intuitive approach to finding one's purpose in life and how do you get to that and what, you know, what makes you come alive. And I think we have Dina on the line right now. So let me.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm Patrick. Dina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you for joining us today, Dina. Thank you. Can you give the first of all, give the listeners a little snapshot of your background into this field of personal spiritual development?
Absolutely. So as you and I have spoken about a few times, you know, the journey is one that is, I think, for all that are on a spiritual path, it's one that finds you. And I had that experience since I was a little girl. I didn't exactly know that the gift of intuition was something that I had or was experiencing at a very young age, and that followed me throughout my years in grade school, high school, and even in college. And I dipped in and out of classes and programs and asked a series of questions. And what I always came back to is that the journey was something that when it's a calling, it never leaves you. It always finds a way to cycle around and show up in your life, or people come out of the woodwork to find you, if you will, and the synchronicities begin happening when you pay attention. And that's what I realized. So whether I was studying Reiki or I was studying aromatherapy or some of my dive for a moment into oriental medicine and all sorts of things, herbology, whatever it was, there was always this, I would say, awareness that there was something that was pulling me to understand more and to search for truth. And I came back always to the same place, that journey was about an inner desire and need that was connecting to something greater. And that journey never really leaves you. It's always, always a desire to want to learn, understand, and grow more. And that's what I think the whole idea around purpose is about, is understanding that inner calling.
Yeah, yes, I think everybody is very lucky to, when they do find that, because then there's a sense of more meaning on why they're here. Are there certain, in your case, are there certain signals that you didn't, that came about at certain times of your life that kind of like the flashing red light that said, hey, this is you should look at this or look at that to help you on your journey?
That's a really great question. And I think that those little signals are always there for all of us. In my own life, I can speak to particular instances where I just stopped for a moment and I took the opportunity to really look at what was right in front of me. I think opportunities are always there. It's when we take a minute to look at it and recognize it as an opportunity. So to go back to my own life, I grew up as a very intuitive child. I would say high-functioning, sensitive, and empath. And I had some psychic abilities that I really didn't understand. What was interesting was that I grew up above a funeral home. My parents, my father was a local funeral director. And what was fascinating was that I had had this awareness of an existence that was beyond what I could see. I thought everybody had that experience where they could see other things that were not easily available to the naked eye, and others couldn't see it. I didn't realize that. And it took me a long time to understand that some of the insight or feelings or I would say visions or different things that I experienced were different for other people. And so I remember having an experience very young where somebody was experiencing something very traumatic, obviously the experience of loss, living above a funeral home. And we grew up going to a lot of, you know, services because we knew a lot of people in the community, but also we would go out of respect as well. And I remember many times having the experience where I was deeply feeling some of the anguish and the pain of loss, even though some people who I didn't know very well were experiencing it. It took me a moment to realize that it wasn't mine, it was theirs. So I would say that my first entree was really understanding my empathic ability. And that's really where I started having a greater understanding that I was experiencing more in my body and in my awareness, both emotionally and or physically, that they were experiencing that I really didn't understand right away. And that took me on my journey of asking more questions. And also, so I would say through that.
Yeah, go ahead, finish up. I hit it.
Yeah, I was going to say that really led me to even have a greater reflection, if you will. I remember having insight and awareness as early as probably 2.5, 3 years old in the crib, very strong awareness of key moments where I was very aware of someone who was visiting who had some strong emotions about a conversation that they were having. And I have very clear memories and moments. That was something that I discovered I was in my high school years. I had had strong memories of certain things, but it all went back for me to an understanding that my body was an incredible vehicle and tool that I should pay more attention, because it was giving me wisdom around my environment, around those that were in my sphere around me. I was getting so much information that I didn't even realize at the time, because my body was giving me clues. So I started at a very early age around high school taking notes of what I was experiencing and putting together a list so I had an understanding of what messaging my body was giving me, because it was often giving me the same message around certain scenarios. For example, I would feel physical pain if someone was having some physical issues. I was feeling it in the same part of my body that they were. So I started asking questions. So that happened very early on. And I started becoming more aware of my body's response to what was going on. But it all started for me with my body physically telling me things. And learning to decipher the physical versus the emotional. One other time really quickly, which was, I would say, a very impactful moment for me. I had had many experiences in the intuitive realm, and having some awareness prior to events occurring. There was a time I was sitting down at a meeting. I was working in production as a producer, and I was having in a corporate environment, and then I was doing some work in the documentary and documentary world for a brief moment, and some commercial world for a brief moment. In any case, I was having a meeting, and there was a gentleman that I was having this meeting with, and my business partner at the time, and he started talking, and as he was talking, I could feel goosebumps on my arms, and I was trying to decipher why I was getting these goosebumps, and it was really an indication that what was happening was that I was vibrating or with an awareness that he was getting ready to share with me. And what he started talking about, which was really very interesting because it was really outside of what our conversation was around in our meeting, he started talking about his ability to work with his hands and exchange energy. And at the moment he said that, I felt this believable opening in my entire body that I had never felt before. And the only thing I could remember is that it didn't matter what was happening around me. My eyes were as big as saucers. My heart was as big as that room. Something opened for me, and a tear just started falling from my eyes. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, I'm home. I have to know more. And at that moment, I knew that I was aligning with something that I hadn't understood fully until that moment. And I was at that point, I was about 22 years old. And it felt like years of asking questions and years of searching for understanding and truth culminated in that moment, that at that there was a pinnacle for me that I needed to understand everything I could about the healing arts and the esoteric world. And my desire and appetite for knowledge and information was absolutely unquenchable. I couldn't read enough, and I couldn't learn enough, and I couldn't ask enough questions. And I began, my journey escalated at that point. So I would say that those were some of my key points.
Yeah, thank you. Can you, as you were mentioning that you grew up and your family's in the funeral business, can you comment on being around the funeral business, which is certainly is in some respects, you know, there's a lot of sadness. In some respects, you're honoring the ongoing spirit. Can you explain how being around that, did that lead you to, I'll use the word faster track, to understanding your purpose because you were seeing, because of what you grew up around with people like were, obviously the body was giving out, but the spirit's still there, but did that help you on a fast track in finding your purpose?
Well, I definitely think that there was a very strong relationship. And my father was a big catalyst as well. And my mom was a natural healer in her own way. Although she was far more traditional, my father was a lot more methodical. But one of the things my father always said to me was that, you know, Dina, you'll always notice that even though you will find sadness at every funeral, you will also find a range of emotions. You will find laughter, and you will find people coming together. And those are the things that you remember when you have an experience like that, where there's loss, there's always laughter, and there's always people uniting and coming together. And I always remembered that. And I do think that there's a truth in that, because I think for me, it started an understanding that death was not the end, but it was a beginning to something so much more. And my experiences showed me that. My connection with what people were experiencing in this realm and my understanding of some of the stuff that happens in interdimensional realms, I would say, or outside of our awareness of what's right here, showed me that that was true. And so my experience, I think there was an openness to a greater possibility than I think maybe other people might have experienced. And I do think that that had helped me along the way. I also think that when you experience loss in that way, and as an empathic child, it's a lot to absorb initially, and you start opening up very wide and you start understanding the world from a very different place. So I do think that it definitely had fast-tracked me. I also think that the awareness that I had had very young was probably one of the biggest catalysts, and that I had some support and openness.
Yeah, are you familiar with the film called The Indigo Children?
You know, I have heard of it. I have not seen it, but I have heard of it.
I think Stephen Simon, and he was part of the spiritual film circle, first saw it at Unity Church in Unity Village in Missouri like years ago. And what you're telling me has a lot of parallels, because you have this young child that's doing some paintings like she's Van Gogh. And it's like she's drawing from all parts of the universe, like, which, you know, beyond, like, her quantum physics, like, it's like everything in our body, it comes from all over the universe, but seems like it came to her, like, a lot quicker for some reason. So I brought that up because of what you're telling me about how you came across, or you were more aware of this at an early age. Can you explain when you hear the word, I'd like to find my purpose, or maybe somebody just is too busy doing their 9-to-5 thing and maybe going through life and then say there's more to it than just going back and forth to work. Can you explain, or can you help the listener understand what that means when they are looking for a greater calling of why they're here? It's not just doing mundane things, because that's the Zen says before enlightenment you carry wood, or you carry water and chop wood, and after enlightenment you do the same thing. So can you maybe from your perspective explain when somebody says, Dean, I'd like to find purpose, how you go about, you know, opening that up?
Well, one of the things, and thank you for asking that, one of the things that I think everyone is searching for is a sense of being fulfilled and happy. And I think what happens is that people sometimes look at purpose as this idea that I have to find something. I'm here for a reason. I have to find it. And there's a drive about filling a void or filling something up as if there's something lacking. And first off, what I tell people is that we need to approach the idea of purpose from a place that's not really transactional and completing something. It's more about taking steps and really taking steps that are heart-driven. It's about finding that deep human need that we all have, that drive within all of us, that we need to communicate with one another. We need to make a difference in the lives of another person. And it's really not about individual achievement that really makes us significant or makes our idea of a purpose significant. It's really about the sense of, it's a ripple effect. It's really about a primordial energy to interact and to share. And I tell everyone that what we need to think about is stepping into doing the things that we love doing, rather than this idea of having to complete something, and that it's, you know, we hear from life coaches and advisors and even people that are motivational speakers pushing this idea about purpose, purpose, purpose. And what I say is it's about being heart-driven. Listen to your heart. Do what you love to do. If you love to write, begin writing and posting things and giving it to the universe on social media or starting a blog. If you like painting because you feel a sense of joy and it brings happiness, pour into that picture what it is that makes you feel and post it wherever that is, on some site where people can actually see it. Give it to the universe and give it away. And when you step into doing the things that you truly love, taking those actions, it's really, I believe, like sending an SOS to the universe, signaling, you know, that there is something greater in you that's calling for this. And people who are on that same awareness or on that same level of frequency will feel that same and will respond to that. So it's really about first filling what it is within yourself so that you can give that away to the universe for others that can resonate with that. So I believe that purpose is really about finding that inner calling within and not looking for outside to fill. Finding that place within first and putting it out there and doing those things you love. And when you're putting something out there with the idea that you're giving it away to the universe, I believe that that's the first step and the beginning step of that purpose unfolding. I also think that when we're looking at doing the things that we love, it's really important that we look at doing the things that we remember doing or liking or appreciating or being drawn to when we are young. I say before the age of 7. And what I've, in working with many people who have asked this question, it's a popular question, what is my purpose and how do I find it? I do a series of exercises with them, and I take them back to through some guided meditation or through a series of questions that asks them about what are the things that they truly recall being drawn to. I remember talking to a young man who would tell me that his mother used to look for music which had bird sounds in it. And I said, oh, isn't that interesting? He said, I couldn't get enough music. I would sit outside for hours and listen to the birds. And we had many conversations around purpose, and he became a very successful person who would do work in the audio. It's really the music industry, and did a lot of work with mixing and sound and those kinds of things. And so that was one example. There's other people that have had also a desire. One woman was a teacher. And she had a passion for music, studied piano when she was very young for years. And we did a series of sessions. And I said, you know, I know this sounds crazy. All I knew her as was a school teacher. I didn't know that she had studied all this in music. And I said, I'm sorry, but I keep hearing pianos, pianos, pianos. And I'm hearing, why aren't you playing piano? Why aren't you singing? Why? And she started crying. And she said, ever since I was little, that passion is so big in me, but I'm so afraid to leave my job, and I'm so afraid. She's on her second album and just had a show in, I think it was Nashville a couple months ago. And so when we allow ourselves to step outside of that fear and step outside of those ideas, I can't do this. I've had people say to me, but I love drawing, and I had someone tell me, a teacher or an old boss or a parent, or someone said to me, leave that to the professionals. You know, drawing is great, but you can't make any money or you can't make a living. Allow all of those preconceived ideas to just fall to the wayside and follow your heart and do what you love. And that is the first step. Do the things that you did as a child, because 9 times out of 10, we get intuitive insights and intuitive hints to the things that really allow us to come alive. That conversation at 21:22 about the healing arts that this gentleman shared with me in a dinner meeting years later created a flood. I was already doing work, but I didn't really know. I wasn't able to 100% put my finger on it, but I was doing the work since a young child. But when he talked about healing arts and he talked about his experience as a healer or someone as an energy person, my whole world opened up and took a direction that was even far greater than I ever imagined. So that desire that I had very early on was there. I just didn't know what it looked like until that moment. And that's what I encourage everyone to do, is to step into that awareness and don't be afraid and don't judge it. When you judge it, you're allowing yourself to be opposite of authentic. You're actually stopping yourself from being authentic. You have to lean in and embrace it and just see where the journey takes you. We don't know where it's going to bring us until we try.
Yeah. That's a great advice about, you know, going back where there's been of how you're playing in the sandbox or those times. So you're 100% right. Sometimes we get stuck by, quote, adults saying, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that, or why are you doing this or why are you doing that? But, and then you're right. It's a lot of that stuff is suppressed. So that's a great tip there on how to, you know, I think I can't remember the name of the philosopher that, you know, that said, do it, you know, find what makes you come alive. So it is what you're talking about. That is tremendous. I remember Nelson Mandela when after he got out of prison for 20 years, in his book, I think it was called Long Road Home, they asked him, weren't you bitter being in prison for 20 years? He said, I could have been bitter, but I decided that I was doing the work that I was born to do, but I was doing it in a different environment. He was teaching the white guards how to read. So he was doing his purpose, same thing in that environment. So that's a real extreme, but that's taking an extreme negative and then turning it into the opposite. So I didn't even want to throw, I thought that was an interesting example.
Yeah.
This show has flown by with your things. We're getting to the end of the show here. Can you, we can talk for 20 hours. Can you kind of summarize if somebody wants to get in touch with you and what are some of the key things that you teach people and how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website, which is Dina Vitt Antonio, and it's Vitantonio. So it's Antonio with a V-I-T in front, one word, D-I-N-A, DinaVittAntonio.com. You can reach me there. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook. I post from time to time. And you can also reach me. I have a few different numbers, but you can reach me at 347-326-3766 through text messages. And, you know, we'll usually get right back to you. But my background is an energy therapist. I have a modality that I have worked with for a number of years and have honed in on it. It's called energy mapping. And what we do is look at, you know, healing has to happen on multiple levels or layers. It's physical, emotional, some say mental as well, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So in energy therapy, it's the idea that when one area or layer of your body is out of balance, it throws off all areas. So we look at the esoteric and energy of all of those layers. And so energy mapping is a protocol that's really a deep dive in looking at some patterning and how to break through that. We also offer intuitive coaching to be able to continuously support people. And then we do some additional hands-on energy work or energy work and some classes around that, teaching people the power of magnetism, teaching people how to utilize their own energy and how to maximize that for their own self-care and success in healing. All of those things that really allow us to step into a greater power and empower us to be the best that we can be, to have the best life that we can have, and to share that with others.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time today to go into some very interesting concepts to how to, you know, make your stay here on the planet more fruitful. So we appreciate your time here and be listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio with Dina Vittantonio with her wonderful personal spiritual development business. So
thank you.
We'll look for you next week, and Dina will send you the after it's, we get the finished recording, we'll send you the link. You can get out the recording to others to further your mission. We thank you again.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to doing more work with you, and thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Oh, likewise. Thank you very much. Again,
okay.
This is Tom at Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio, a Healthy Referral newspaper, and tune in next time for a wonderful guest on improving your well-being. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.